boys after our soap scrimmage last week that we just feel the tide changing, and it was just a different atmosphere. The kids were more positive, and they were just having fun out there playing football and kind of more carefree. And, you know, they just, the total team effort, like I said, the boys are really buying into what we were telling them this year, and it's just a great thing. And hopefully, you know, next week we'll go up against the tough English Valley team dropping down from Class A. I know they've got a lot of kids out, and hopefully we can just have a nice, tough ball game again next week.
Very good, Coach. Well, thank you so much. We've got to cut you loose. We've got to go to a break. We're going to come back. We still want to talk to Coach Evans. I see he's on hold. Also, Jared Jensen is on hold, and we've got more to come. We're going to talk to Coach Fonts, I believe, from Ottumwa. They win tonight over Mount Pleasant, 42-21. Congratulations, Bulldogs. Big game next week with Oskaloosa. This is the KIIC KYOU Friday Night Locker Room Show live, and we'll be back right after this.
Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for nightly events and specials. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albany.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to GrinnellMutual.com.
All right, welcome back to the KIIC KYLU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show live. A brand new, well, it's a trial, I guess. You can obviously tell we're trying because we've already moved some people around here in the studio.
What's the deal here? Put the short guy, you know, behind the mic, behind the camera.
Did they move you over there just to get you out of the? He's out of the camera now, right?
Yeah, he's out of the camera. We were afraid you were going to step on the satellite uplink going to Fox.
Going to step on him?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a flag.
We're going around Southern Iowa. We're going to talk to Coach Evans at Centerville here in just a second. Jim Frank, a longtime official with. Well, officiating a lot of high school football, basketball, and everything in between. Jim, I asked you any rule changes or anything that they're focused on this year at the Athletic Association?
There's a point of emphasis on the targeting, just like the pros and the college. They want to keep people from hitting people in the head, hitting them when they're defenseless, and playing a ball game safe. And it's concussions. That's another big issue. It's been for the last couple of years. And they're just trying to make sure that players aren't out there playing with concussion. And you've got to have a doctor's.
It's a point of emphasis amongst the coaches as well. They're mandated by the state now to go through concussion training. So the concussion really, it's been a big impact on the NFL. And it's worked all the way down into Pee Wee football. So this is something all the coaches.
It's a good idea. I mean, it's something that should have been done years ago.
All right, let's. We've got this guy waiting for a long time. It's one of our favorite coaches, Chuck Evans, down at Centerville. Coach, it was a tough matchup for you, Paul Johnson Field tonight. Sheraton has really been trying to rebuild the last couple of years. They get the win tonight down in Centerville.
Yeah, it was Christmas in Centerville because we wrapped it up and gave them everything they could have as far as scoring points. And you have to give Sheridan credit. They took advantage of our missed cues and fumbles and turnovers and everything. So you have to tip the hat to Sheridan, and coach has got them going in the right direction. And right now we're going in the wrong direction, but we got Knoxville next week, and I can guarantee you we'll have it switched by then.
We're on with Coach Chuck Evans from Centerville. Coach Tate Felton got some experience last year up against Fairfield, had a pretty decent season. How did he do tonight?
Well, the field conditions weren't the best. We got hit by that monsoon rain that came through, and we had trouble getting the ball back to him in the shotgun. And then a couple of things just, he just didn't look good. And it, I would say some of it was weather-related, and some of it was first-game jitters. But we've got film on them, and you know, the old adage is you're going to have the most improvement from your first to second game, and we better, because tonight it wasn't pretty all the way around, defense, special teams, and offense. And I'm pretty disappointed with our effort, and we got 4 days of practice to get this thing turned around, and that's what we plan on doing.
Coach, in the preseason show, you told us that you were lacking speed this year. How does a coach make up for a lack of speed?
Well, lack of speed, we've got to be very fine-tuned and detailed on everything we do with our up-front blocking and run routes and cut strong. But with the field conditions they were in tonight, you just couldn't cut and couldn't get going anywhere. And again, Sheridan had a nice drive to open the second half. Well, we were down 7-0 to them, and we had to kick off to them, and they came and did a nice drive all the way down. I think it was a 14-play drive and stuck it in. But the rest of the scoring that they got was basically just miscues on our part and short drives of no more than 25, 30 yards. But, again, you have to tip their hat to them because they got the job done and we didn't.
Coach, one of the most difficult things for a coach to do is to get their team up off the mat after a difficult loss. And nothing gets easy on a football Friday night, but Knoxville is next at hand. Coach, tell us a little bit about Knoxville. I know you haven't had a chance to really get in and dig into huddle and look over Knoxville's program. But another really strong team that you're going to have to face just 7 days away.
Yeah, playing the non-district schedule that we're playing is going to be a true test. Get us ready for the district. That's how we got to look at it. And I know they got a new coach that came up from Eddyville, Blakesburg, and was successful there. And quite honestly, Knoxville, they've got good, talented kids. We saw a little bit of them last year when we were playing Carlisle, and the scout film or the exchange film was that of Knoxville and Carlisle. And so we're impressed with them. They have the 100-meter 3A champion in the state is playing for them, so they've got speed. We know that. And we got to kind of circle the wagons and get ready for them. And we got to go to their house, so it's going to be a road game for us, first one of the season. And hopefully we can get things done and play a little bit more smarter football. That's what it's all about. And it's early in the season yet. District play hasn't started, so we could take these non-district games and get things shored up, and that's what we plan on doing.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you later on in the season.
You got it. Thanks much.
All right, Coach Chuck Evans, Centerville Big Red, and we're going to move along here. A guy that's been waiting a little while is Jared Jensen. And by the way, Fairfield Trojan fans, hang on. We got Coach Schenck on the line. We're going to talk to him coming up in just a couple of seconds, but we want to say congratulations to Jared Jensen. Victorious tonight. You've got to have a big smile on your face tonight, Jared.
Well, hey, I do. We battled some battles and things we didn't really think we'd see tonight. We, first half everything went pretty well. We got on the board early, stopped BGM on a fake punt, got the ball in one place of scrimmage and got a touchdown. And then we returned a big punt return for a touchdown. We were up 14-0. We, BGM put a drive together and you know, got back within seven, and we put a couple more points up on the board before halftime, and went in at 28-7. So, you know, we were feeling pretty good about ourselves. We were playing good defensive football. You know, offense was rolling. You know, second half we started having some cramps and things like that. Our number one and number two tailbacks went out with cramps. You know, we had our 3, 4, and 5 tailback, our number two wingback in pretty much most of the second half, running the ball for us. So, you know, some guys stepped up big tonight. As a scheme wise, offensively and defensively, we felt we played pretty well. We got a lot still to work on, but we're happy with the victory tonight.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. We did talk to Amos Griner a little bit earlier on in the hour, and once again, congratulations. You got a big target on your back, though, for next week. You realize that, right?
Oh, we always do. Pekin Sigourney Kyoto is a huge rivalry, and, you know, it's one of those games you look forward to playing.
All right, Jared Jensen, head coach, Sigourney Kyoto, a favorite here on the Locker Room Show, joining us just about each and every week. Thanks a lot, Coach, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, let's move along, and we're going to talk to Fairfield coach Mike Schenck tonight. Real quick, before we go to break, Coach, you guys are victorious tonight, putting the goose egg on Davis County, 21-0.
Yeah, our kids played real well. You know, especially on the defensive side of the football, and of course, field conditions were a little slippery and so on. But you know, again, we were able to get that first win.
Coach, talk about this offense. I'm really impressed with your young quarterback, a guy that I think is going to really have a big season. And game number one, get up 21 points. But as the field gets a little drier and as the conditions get a little more favorable for an offense, I really like the look out of
your
freshman offense. Yeah,
he's
absolutely. This is a talented kid.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, you know, Cameron Bauman, I think, is an exceptional quarterback and an exceptional athlete. And, you know, tonight, especially in the first half, we had a little bit of trouble hanging on to snaps. The ball was just a little bit greasy, and you know, it really hurt us offensively. You know, Cam did have one of our touchdowns. He threw our tight end down the middle, Landon Griner, who I think went down on about the 4-yard line, and then Cam took it on in, and then he had probably about a 35-yard scoring pass to Alex Pryle as well. So, yeah, I'm sure Cam's, you know, looking at this and saying this isn't my best game, but again, with the field condition, and, you know, to be honest, it's the first time that he's played for us on a muddy field. So, you know, he's going to have better nights.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your big win tonight, 21-0 over Davis County, and a goose egg up there for the defense, a big win for the Trojans. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to
look
KIC.
Look who we've got on the board. Zach Fonts is going to join us after the break.
Good stuff. We'll be right back here on your KIC KYU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show.
Revamp your home during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Save big on the best selection of appliances, cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, and more, including major kitchen appliances all on sale. Cook the best meals with Frigidaire stoves. A stainless steel 4.8 cubic foot electric range features a smooth top surface and expandable element to meet your cooking needs. Just $479. Save big on all major kitchen appliances plus much more during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery in Pella.
Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for nightly events and specials. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
Boomer Compact Tractors from Belzer Equipment in Elbia give you big tractor reliability wrapped in a compact, maneuverable package. They're built New Holland Smart with features that keep you comfortable and productive while saving your time and money. And New Holland has your back with a 5-year limited warranty. You won't find a better compact tractor warranty or a better compact tractor anywhere. Boomer models range up to 47 horsepower. Stop by Belzer Equipment in Elbia and see which one is best for you.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the KIIC KYLU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show live, a new partnership with KIIC and KYOU Fox 15, and our very first week. We've got a little bit of first week jitters as well, but we appreciate all the help and all the support back at KYLU Fox 15, Mike and Jim, Doug, Derek, Jordan, and also Mark at the controls. Thanks so much for all that they're doing, and the crew here at the studios as well. I can't even remember all their names, but we'll get them all recognized. We've got Gail and we've got Scott and Jim and Renee and Elza. I think I've got them all. So thanks everybody for helping with these scores. Now we had to get to break, and we've got Coach Fonts from a victorious Ottumwa Bulldog squad coming on in just a little bit. But we had to get to break kind of quick there, guys. And want to also welcome onto the scene here Dan Stocker. You recognize Dan from the preseason show that we had on a couple of weeks ago here on Fox 15. And Dan, you had a chance to catch up with Fonts earlier, and we're going to get you with him in just a second. But had to get to break quickly, and I just want to, you know, revisit that win that Fairfield had. You know, Jason and Dan, they went 4-6 last year, and right out of the gates come out with a big win over Davis County.
Well, they went 4-6, but remember, they made a run at the end of the season, Dan. Right. The good football team, we knew they were going to have a young quarterback that was going to be maybe one of the more prolific passers over the history of Fairfield football. They got a great start here tonight, and you know, you look at the scoreboard, you see 21 points up on the board. That's a good start, but when you see a zero on the defensive side, that's a number that really stands out to you.
Yeah, I had a chance to interview both Coach Schenk and Rasmussen from the respective schools in Fairfield and Davis County in the preseason show, and you know, both of them are looking for great things out of their team. Fairfield, as you said, finished the season really strong, got themselves in the playoff. They started maybe not where they wanted to, brought in the young quarterback who finished up with a great season just for the 7 games he got in. Davis County, you know, they've got the big guys up front, those seniors, and
they always have athletes and a well-coached football team.
And as a quarterback, you know they're not happy with that loss. They're going to look to rebound and come back. So it'll be interesting to see how those teams adjust from week one to week two.
Look at what they have on their offense at Fairfield, though. I think three or four running backs deep, and they're all very good. One moved in from Burlington, if I'm not mistaken, one of the top running backs.
I'll tell you, a contest is going to be fun to watch, and we'll be there. It's Albia Fairfield 1 week from tonight.
And
that's going to be a great showdown between two really tough football teams.
Oh, very much. Two teams that are really trying to accomplish something. You know, it's a non-district game. We keep talking about how those games don't affect playoffs, but they do affect your team in terms of where you're headed and how you're building. And always that week one to week two is a huge adjustment week to see what can you build on. With both teams having good wins, then week one, you know, it's a little harder sometimes getting the team ready, but you know it's going to be the kids are ready to go.
Talking about something to build on, how about the Bulldogs? 42-21 wow, over Mount Pleasant. That's the kind of start that the Bulldog fans were kind of expecting. I would say that, you know, I would say they were expecting that kind of a start, and the Bulldogs come through, because this is a very talented football team. It's more exceptional coaching staff that's got full buy-in in the whole football program.
Yeah, we heard from Coach Fonser again in that preseason show, and where he's really building the character of the man and not just the X's and O's. And that stuff really helps when you get into Friday nights, because then the team really can rally and do the things you want them to do and come out with that big win, 42-21. That's a big win over a very quality Mount Pleasant team year in and year out.
Well, what better than to talk to the head football coach about it?
There we go. Coach Fonts, welcome to the night's program. Good game tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah.
42 points, Coach. Where'd that offense come from? A great start offensively. You know, usually the offense struggles a little bit in the opening of the season, but you guys must have had things working on all cylinders.
Well, you know, I think one thing for us, this is our third year here, and, you know, I'd say – this is definitely the most yards we've passed for in a game since I've been here. And just we talked a lot all offseason about just trying to create some offensive balance. And we've got a new quarterback this year, and he's, you know, he's kind of a multi-sport guy, and he's pretty competitive. And so, yeah, I think I was very happy with the start we got off to tonight.
Well, a new quarterback coach, and you're going to throw the football around the football field. That means a coach has a lot of trust in a new quarterback.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he's a senior, and he's been on the team, and he just kind of took his maturity and his development to another level this offseason. And, he's just done a really good job. And I think for us, you know, we ran the ball really well last year. We still have Isaiah Cox in the backfield, so we're not going to abandon our run game. But, you know, especially, you know, early on tonight, you know, they were really keyed up to stop him. And so it's just nice to be able to have that balance to try and, you know, lighten the box a little bit and keep some defenses honest. And, you know, we still want to be a running football team. And it is just very nice to have a quarterback like that. And then we got some receivers, you know, that we feel are some pretty good weapons this year as well. So, yeah, I think we are, you know, just trying to continue to create some offensive balance. And so that was a positive tonight. I mean, we still have a long way to go, but it was a good start for sure.
Coach Fonts, on defense, what are some of the things that you learn about your team tonight going against Mount Pleasant? Again, they put 21 points up, but what are some of the positives or the takeaways you're going to have going into next week's contest?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, offensively we talked about we just wanted to create balance, and then defensively we talked about just getting back to being a physical, aggressive defense, and, you know, I think we saw a lot of good things from that tonight. I mean, we had some, you know, they had really struggled running the football on us. We had some really big hits. Guys flying around had two interceptions. The points we gave up, you know, one was a kickoff return and one was, you know, we snapped the ball over our punter's head and it went to like the 2-yard line, and then we gave the last drive of the game, they got one on us. But so certainly, you know, very happy with the defense. Special teams, you know, that would be the area where I think we really need to focus on and you know, really pick that up, because yeah, that was a weakness for us tonight. But
one of the things that stands out to me, Coach, when you start talking about physicality in a football program, you can say, well, my team early on doesn't, you know, is lacking execution offensively. We're lacking a little bit defensively and getting our spots. But when you talk about physicality, that starts with heart. And as a coach, when that first football game, you got a team that it becomes a contagious thing. You got to be really encouraged if you're getting real physical football play out of your players game one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's such a great point. I mean, like I told the guys this at the beginning of camp, you know, you can't be tentative or second guess yourself on defense and be any good. So if you're going to make a mistake, then you've got to do it full speed and be aggressive, and we can fix those later. But if you're not aggressive, if you're not being physical, then that's something we can't even work with that, you know. So the kids have really bought into that, and we just have a good group of workers and a good group that very passionate about the game and watch football. I mean, I don't want to get, like I told the team, we can't get too excited about this. It's a long journey, but very happy with the start that we had tonight. And we got a lot of improvement to do, but definitely a good start.
Well, great job out of you, Coach, and the Bulldogs, and got things going the right way. It's going to be a fun season. Coach Zach Fonts from Ottumwa. Dan, I'll tell you what, I was
real
excited
quick,
about
I got to ask him, though, next week, it's one of your shortest road trips ever, Oskaloosa.
Yeah, we're used to going to Des Moines and Mason City and Marshalltown, and we're going to Cedar Rapids this year, so it's kind of nice to get on the bus and go about 20 minutes. So
all right, we got to roll, Zach. Sorry, thanks for joining
our
us. Our bus is leaving. We're going to get you on earlier next time because we'll get your game done earlier.
42-21.
Wow.
All great start.
Right.
And the physicality, Dan, that is good stuff for first game. Yep. Tumble Bulldogs, big winners, 42-21. And we'll be right back. KIC, KYU, Fox 15, Friday Night Light, Locker Room Show. Don't go anywhere.
Menards Construction Sale has everything you need. Whether you're building, remodeling, or working on a small project, Menards has you covered. Keep your home more comfortable year-round with CertainTeed Ultra Comfort Blown-In Insulation. It's ideal for new or existing attics. Cover 64.5 square feet at R30 thickness with a bag of CertainTeed Ultra Comfort Blown-In Insulation, just $19.99 after rebate. Save big on everything for your projects now during Menards Construction Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
3 days only, Friday, Saturday, and Monday at Noble All-American. New Chevys under $15,000. 20% off new vehicles. 0% APR for 75 months. Get a new 2014 Chevy Spark for only $11,900 during the Labor Day sales event. Noble All-American, your dealer of choice. Visit NobleAllAmerican.com. Plus tax and fees. All rebates apply off MSRP and select new models. Must qualify. 0% APR for 75 months. $13,33 for $1,000 finance. Dealer sponsored by Downrate. Max Finance $10,000. Stock CH14975.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
With Uncanny Insight, he can match the right insurance to your needs. Package your car, home, and possessions in a single policy, where one deductible covers everything damaged in the same event. Did anyone see an asterisk here? No. With Fierce Loyalty, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent is there to make insurance simple. Was that a sigh of relief? Of course it was. It can be that easy. Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
All right, we are back. It's the KIIC KYOU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show Live. It's our week one also. We've never attempted this. We're uplinking a live video screen here from Albia, downtown Albia, in our Friday Night Locker Room Show that we're in our fourth year on. And, you know, guys, you know, we got an extra 3 minutes out of this deal, apparently.
Well, you know, Joe, I think
they're giving us an extra 3 minutes to get a few extra coaches in.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to celebrate all the coaches.
I thought the three extra minute was to get our diatribe on what happened tonight. Because, you know, this is a big night. First week in Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon football and the locker room show, it's always big. So the first night is a big night.
Just like in soccer, I guess. We're getting extra bonus minutes here.
That's right. That's,
all right, let's go to the line. We've got Coach Ospaugh from Twin Cedars on the line. And, Coach, congratulations on your victory tonight.
Hey, thanks. It's a good win for our kids. We're a young team. You know, every year you have a little bit of turnover. We actually had a lot this year, though. We lost 16 seniors from last year. We only have really one returning starter from last year in Otis Roby, and we had to move him position to the quarterback. So didn't really know what to expect out of our kids tonight. And a lot of these young kids stepped up and played really well for their first game at the varsity level.
Coach, you guys, Twin Cedars has been winning at everything here of late, and how much does that feed on each other? You know, you guys are coming off a state title on the baseball diamond. You know, I know a lot of those guys graduated and moved on, but, you know, it really does, I think, start to set some momentum into a program where winning becomes an expectation. It's not something you have to create or teach your kids. Winning becomes a behavior just as well as losing does.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right there. You know, a lot of these kids were experienced that state championship in baseball, whether they didn't necessarily play on the team, but they were on the team. You know, like you said, a lot of those kids that moved on and graduated. Same thing with our football team last year. We had a lot of guys that are gone, but those kids, those JV kids, experienced, you know, some success that we had in football last year, and they were itching to get in, and they knew that this year was going to be their year. So, you know, our young kids, they stepped up tonight. Like I said, I didn't really know what to expect. We got a ways to go. A lot of these young kids are still learning the game of football, but I was really proud of their effort tonight. They just played hard and fought and battled to the finish.
Coach Ospaugh, Dan Stocker, you had the big win, as we said, the 20-14 tonight. Talk about some of the stars that came out. You talked about Roby switching positions, which is a great athlete, going to quarterback. But who else really helped this win tonight and helped on either side of the ball?
Well, sophomore Trace Embry had a big night tonight. He had a couple catches, and he had a big stick at the end to help kind of close the game. Defensively, Jay Crozier is a sophomore as well, and he made a bunch of tackles. And Peyton Stevens, a junior, Levi Pinniger, a junior, making plays on the defensive side. And offensively, David Williams, another junior, had a big catch to go up 20-14 there, close out the game. So, you know, and like I said, it's with a lot of guys that are inexperienced at the varsity level. So this was kind of their first game out playing it, and I know they were having a lot of fun, and I'm proud of their effort. And, you know, we got work to do. We got to go back to work on Monday and fix some of our mistakes. We had too many penalties tonight, and just work on those things and get better and move along.
To get a close win with a young group of guys, Coach, you know, you really couldn't ask for anything more, because you now they know what it's like to be in that moment and then to know how to win. Those are big learning moments. Those will be moments that your team will be able to build on throughout the entire season.
Right. I think you're correct there, too. You know, I told them you got to have confidence in yourself before the game, and I think, you know, with that turnover, a lot of people were pretty skeptical with this football team, and I think, including themselves, because they didn't really know what to expect. And the way we pulled this win out tonight, I think, is a big confidence booster that now they know that they're good football players and that they can continue to play. And like I said, we got work to do. We got some tough games on our schedule. We got a tough one next week with Grandview, the team that made the playoffs last year. So, but we're excited about the challenge. I think they're a good, great group of kids, and they like football, and that's all you can ask for.
Congratulations. So, week one to get a W in the books. Young team, 20-14, the final score. Coach Ospoff from Twin Cedars, congratulations. Yeah. Dan, that's a great win for them and their program and a young football team. You know, they've had things going the right way, yeah, and then to lose 16 guys off the team and then to come back. I think getting a tight win like that's really big for his program.
Well, that's going to help him, and he talks about next week has Grandview that they're going to play, and they'll get ready for that, and look forward to the improvements there, and they'll keep getting better.
Sigourney with the big win tonight, Joe. You think about the battle that's going to go on a week from now. The Bulldogs with the big win tonight. There's a lot. Fairfield, Albia, two big wins tonight, all those two
so
programs.
So many wow, programs getting things back on the rail. Sheraton with a huge win.
That was 20, a huge win.
26-0, and I think also Fairfield. I think that's a team that you're going to want to keep an eye on this year.
I know our folks over in Atoma with that Oski game next week. I mean, there's a lot of dads that remember that rivalry. That goes back a long time. It's great to have that game renewed.
Hey, you guys.
Week one is in the books.
I think we did it. Yeah. So thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us on the KIIC KYLU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show live. Joe Millage, Jim Frank, and Jason Summers, Dan Stocker. We're going to be back here next week at 10 o'clock. And we'll clean a few things up, but we'll have the scores for you, and that's the most important thing, plus the coaches, too. This has been the KIIC KYLU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show live. All right, we are clear, gentlemen, and we are clear from TV, so now we can really let our hair down just a little bit. Come back over here to the microphones, and
I got to come off my pedestal.
You know,
here.
Here's the thing. You have never had to get into a break on time until tonight. I mean, TV does run on time, and tonight was the first time ever.
Time is just a vague concept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, time is only known by mortals. I do not know what time is.
That was just a modern day miracle that you were able to get into your breaks.
Good job, Scotty Fry.
Scott Fry doesn't.
Scotty does a good job on Saturday mornings. He knows I'm a disaster when it comes to getting out on time, and so he's back there running the board. Good job out of. How about all the crew tonight up here running around? It looks like it looks like an ant colony with a bunch of ants running all over the place up here. And I know
look
the same way down to Fox
other
15.
Ants.
Yes,
I mean,
as he just now got off the box that he was standing on to look taller for TV.
Literally. I still wasn't over Stocker's shoulder. That's how bad it was.
Hey, we've got a lot of Albia fans on their way home. And I know we've been bringing lots of scores and updates from some of the other games and the coaches. But how about the Albia Blue Demons victorious tonight? And, you know, we've got a slew here of some highlights we'll have to get to in a little bit and maybe also run down the scores at some point.
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of highlights tonight, Dan, to go over. But I'll tell you, before we get to the highlights, let's recap a couple of scores that really stand out for me early on. One, Atoma is going to be for real. They are a very physical football team, a deep football team, lots of athletes. They're going to have an exciting season. We're going to keep a close eye on the Bulldogs. And then you go down 34, another 20 miles, and you go to Fairfield, and that's going to be the next road trip for this Blue Demon football team. And you see that they put up 21 points and didn't allow a score.
And I'm fairly certain that was in Davis County.
Yeah.
As a road game. So we're going to have to go to their house again this year. We were very fortunate. It had a nice big win to start this season off last year over at Fairfield. But that's a totally different team than the one we saw last year. And as we heard the coach talking, and it'll be a great game. You know, Davis County's going to want to do more. That's in district play. That you know, they're not feeling good about a 21-0 loss at home to start the season, because they had high hopes of a great season for them. Yep. With some of the big guys they have up front, with Utton, the quarterback, just a lot of good things that Coach Rasmussen's doing there.
So talk about big guys. I mean, tonight, you know, I think you'd have to measure the movements on a Richter scale, because the line for Mount Air and Albia, the amount of a mass of humanity that was on the football field at any one given time tonight, those are the two of the biggest football teams that we may see all season long.
Yeah,
and that's an A football team.
Right. That's just from the school size they have to come from to produce those kind of athletes is incredible. And Albie, to get that 39-8 win is a big, big win for them. Mount Air is going to have a wonderful season. This game will not...
39-8, and you know, some will say, well, that was a cakewalk for the Blue Demons, and oh, they just played some sister of the poor. But I'm telling you, Joe Millage, Mount Air is a really good football team. Good football program.
I talked to that coach this afternoon as they were boarding the bus, and got that pregame interview with him, and he's a quality coach. He knows the school of Jerry Staton, and he always has his kids ready. Now, so they went 8-3 last year. Two of their losses were to Van Meter, and one was to Ogden, and they made it to the first round
of
the playoffs.
Did you pull that out of your hat? Did you just do that?
What was it? The stats?
Did he just do that, Stock?
I did. I pulled it out of my hat.
Wow.
But no, good quality team. And you're right, when they're Class A, and I hear when I was looking them up in the book earlier today, I was looking under Class 1A, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't find
right.
them. Were you doing the same thing?
No, I mean, that's what you think. You just think they can't be that small.
Right.
Class A is a small school district.
Right.
They just don't have a lot of kids, but every one of them they're very athletic, and they're all playing football.
Yeah.
That's an incredible team. I look forward to seeing their scores. You know, and tonight for Carter Isley for Albia, I got the sheet. I may be a little late getting her. Carter, tailback, first time at the varsity level, 217 yards rushing. That's a pretty good debut.
He will be a name that will be known throughout the state. Here's a legitimate Division I athlete.
Right.
He's just a junior.
He was injured beginning of the year last year.
Recovering from shoulder surgery.
Right.
The year before, he was over in Sheraton starting defensive linebacker. You know, didn't carry the ball then. He carried it in junior high, so it's been a couple years since he's had the rock that much.
And we talk about his physicality. You know, he is a big, strong back. You talk about his physicality, and don't get lost in that physicality and that size. His athleticism and speed. He's a very fast athlete as well. He's going to run you over, but he doesn't have to run you over. He can run by you as well.
And he's quick afoot. You know, he hurdled two different players that were having just great – they were going to make great tackles on him. He hurdles over the top of them, so he has that agility of a tinier,
he's
smaller
He's got the kind of agility that you'd see in a Jim Frank type of referee hurdling two of us to get to the pizza that was brought up here by the Albia Brewing Company.
You know, you take his mic away from him, then you criticize him, and then you expect it. That's not even a fair fight, take his mic away.
Now that's reparation. It's the change the rules. I think he changed the rules every there was definitely perspiration. Every Friday night he was changing the rule book.
Hey, I wanted to point out that Oskaloosa winner set score. I feel bad for the Oskie Indians. That game was delayed. It's an hour and a half over there, and you know, I know a lot of schools go further and everything, but to lose by one after being up 14-8, that must have been a heck of a game.
Well, you know, they got an outstanding head coach. And
you talked to him, I think.
Absolutely. He's an outstanding head coach. He comes out of the Jerry coaching pedigree. He played for Coach Staton. Here's a guy that's, you know, he played in Oskaloosa. Now he's coaching there. This is a guy that really is bought into the program. His heart's left in the program, and tonight to go over there. And you cannot discount the delay in the football game. You cannot discount an hour and a half bus drive over there. Those wear on young minds and young bodies. And then to have that heartbreak at the end, like you said, that's a tough loss for the Indians.
Yeah, and the challenge will be to regroup. You know, you can't lick those wounds too long. You come back. You've got a great rivalry game that's being renewed with Atumwa coming to town next week. Atumwa's feeling good, and so Oskie's not going to have time to sit back
Coach
and cry in their milk.
Coach Stern will have them ready to go. I think they lost their first game last season to Washington or something, maybe, and then they sort of got things turned around. So I expect them to do that.
You bet.
Well, I can't wait to hear some of these highlights. Or we were
a little busy here to be doing, I know, taking care of things for you. Well, how about this touchdown that made it 7-0? And this this came after the time we were wondering if Albia was ever going to score.
Cusman Isley, touchdown Albia. A Senate Piercebacher from your home, touchdown. The Relco locomotive goes off the cannon, goes off, and Albia puts the first 6 up on the scoreboard. And this ball game in the 2014 season, Dan, finally a highlight worthy of the Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. That's just great power running, two plays back-to-back with that power eye. The fullback, the slide back, Matt Baker, Kieran Judge, lead blocking, just kicking everything out. That the
5 yards in the first half, and he did it methodically. It wasn't out of one giant run. You know, you'll oftentimes see a guy with a huge yardage in the first half or in the ball game, and they get it on one or two carries. He pounded the rock all night long.
Yeah, he did. You know, and had to learn a little bit on making sure he held it right. We heard Coach Staten talk at halftime. The guys just got to learn to get that ball high and tight on their chest. And he'll adjust to that, and did adjust to that, did a much better job as the game wore on. The other thing is the fact that, you know, the line, you know, just continues to open up holes, and it makes it easier for him when you can get that 3 and 4 yards before contact to really go after it. And we saw that all night long from anyone who was running the ball.
Well, that offensive line was met with a equally tough defensive line by Mount Air, but that offensive line was playing one side of the football. That two platoon football really wore on Mount Air, and Albia got another touchdown off of that tough-minded offensive line and their running of Carter Isley.
Here we go, Albia under center. Sarver hands it off to Isley. Isley fights towards the goal line. Carter, the Iceman Isley, takes it in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercebacher funeral home touchdown. And that's exactly the way I called it.
You notice who did not make a call there, and that was you, Jason. And that's why Coach Staten, once again, 1-0. The man knows how to coach. Out of that timeout, let his troops get rested, got them motivated. What a great job of coaching.
Fourth down and 4 for the Blue Demons, ball at the 6-yard line, and we debated as a crew, what Albia was going to do. They have the leg at the field goal position, and you guys all went the other way, kick and get the 3. And as Coach Staten said at the halftime break, 6 is always better than 3. So what did the great coach do? He took my advice and he went for it.
It had to be something along that line. You know, missed the PAT after that, and that's why it was only the 6 points instead of the 3. But it was, you know, he got the timeout, really rallied the troops, let them know, guys, I believe in you. You're going to do this. Fire off low, hit pad level, and go get them. And that's what the Blue Demons did.
You know, you think about how big that play was. Because, you know, you hear your coaches now saying, hey, I believe in you. If that play goes the other direction, now the momentum really slides the other way. And that could have been – that was a critical point in the ball game.
You bet, because the Mount Air staff and their players would have said, hey, we've got this. You know, we can stop them when we need to. Now we just have to go. So it was a huge play for that game, and it really turned the tide.
Albia's offense came to life, and the Blue Demons started to flex their muscle as that two-platoon football started to wear on the very talented and very big Mount Air football team. And here comes the third touchdown, the third score of the night for the Blue Demons.
Here's Isley. Handoff straight ahead towards the goal line.
He's in.
Touchdown,
he's
Isley.
Touchdown.
Carter, the Iceman Isley. The Rucka locomotive. And the cannon go off for another 6 for the Blue Demons. And Albia takes a 19-0 lead here. 5:30 to go in this third quarter. A Senate Piercebacher Fruno home. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, can't say enough.
What a huge night for Carter Isley. That's just the name over and over and over again. But
it sounds like you're repeating the same play. We're not
doing
that different.
You know, and that's one of the things that Coach Staten will come at you with. You know, he'll run a couple of plays. I won't forget. Albia's trailing Davis County 20-0 going into the halftime break. In that football game in the fourth quarter, they ran the same play 15 straight
right.
times. You know, he absolutely believes that execution and the hammer that fastens the thought is the repetition. And once you've got that repetition down, then you can be the hammer.
Right, and that just, again, it builds that confidence. And you referenced last year, that's where that offensive line, which is still intact this year, you know, really got a chance to grow and mature last year and really realize how much faith and confidence the coaching staff has in them and their fellow players. You know, and then this year, you just to have them come out, I'm going to, again, reflect back to the line, to have them fire off like they were, you know, behind Hunter Gerst, who's healthy again. You know, we saw Ryan Romanko kicking out on the trap plays and getting his blocks. Kieran Judge, who was a lineman, you know, is fullback, and he was out there leading some blocks just like the old lineman did, and just incredible for this whole unit.
You got offensive lineman, Dan. You got two. Well, you got five offensive linemen are not just big guys, but they're very athletic guys. And you throw two backs in the backfield, as you just said, and they're physical. They could be playing in the offensive line as well. They're that stature and that physicality. But, you know, we talk about Carter Eisley, but as the night went on, what we started to really see is the depth of this football team, and not just in the two platoon football, but in the running backs. You know, the number of guys that can touch the football and make things happen for Albia, it is deep.
Oh, very much so. You know, when we finally saw last year's starting tailback in Ryan Sarver, he came in, not that he is necessarily on the depth chart this, but he came in as the fifth running back for tonight's contest.
And he would have been all district last year.
Right. And the only reason they moved him is, you know, we needed him more on the defensive side, and Alex Schultz came in and, you know, also got 1,000 yards. So, you know, it just speaks to that whole depth. And like I say, Ryan comes in as he's the fifth guy to touch the ball for us out of the backfield, and he had darn near 1,000 yards on his own, you know, and that's just impressive. Why, you know, he's not even thought of to be that because he's so impressive on the defensive side, and yet we got other pieces to plug in there.
Well, we're going to shake out a few more of those scores, come back after a quick break, and get some scoring updates. For those of you just joining us, we just left Fox 15 on our first night of the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. We tag-teamed with Fox 15 to bring you the Locker Room Show every Friday night, 10 to 11, on the television and the radio. And, of course, we'll be right back here to the midnight hour. We'll come back, get you updated on the scores, and find out who Albie has next on his schedule. When we come back, you're listening to KIC, the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger by Texas race car legend Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy char-broiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce... you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants available as 3rd and 1/2 pound thick burgers.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. You'll save on Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors, and Coors Light 24-packs. They're just $16.99 plus deposit. And for camping, outings, and tailgating, try Charlie's fresh homemade bratwurst in original jalapeno, cheddar, and pineapple. They're the best in town. Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for nightly events and specials. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
talk sporty to me. Talk sporty to me. Talk sporty to me. Come on, Jason, talk sporty to me. I love it how you talk sporty to me, Jason. Right in my ear.
If you've heard of Jason Derulo and
don't talk, really want to
talk dirty to me, John wanted to have his own talk sporty to me. To Jason, so that's going out to you, my friend.
Oh, there's wrong.
There's seven levels of wrong with that.
That makes
a special place in hell for people that mix that together.
Hang on, guys. Let's get to the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance scoreboard, and then we're going to continue talking about next week. Albia heads to Fairfield next week. Tonight was one of only four home games for Albia, so we'll bring the crew back in here in just a second. Albia wins tonight 39-8 over Mount Air. It was Sheraton over Centerville Big, 26-0. Pekin, Goose Eggs, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 32-0. And it was Wayne, 50-13, I should say, over Ankeny Christian in a final there. Waukee beats Valley 28-6. At one time, fans had to head to their cars because of the lightning in the area. Sigourney Keota 28, BGM of Brooklyn 14 in that final. It was Lone Tree over North Mahaska 35-19. And Fairfield blanks Davis County 21-0. That's Albia's next opponent. Sadell takes care of Clark 26-15. And it was PCM of Monroe getting beat by Pella Christian 44-30. Oskaloosa loses by one to Winterset on the road 15-14, and it was Ottumwa with their big first week win over Mount Pleasant 42-21. Pella was at Washington tonight. They win big over Washington 35-0, shutting out Washington. Montezuma on top of Grundy Center 28-21, and Twin Cedars with a final over English Valleys 20-14. Melchior Dallas basically doubles up Colonesco 46-22, and it was Moravia over Tri-County 40-12. Van Buren on top of Linville Sully 19-13, and Cardinal loses to Southeast Warren 20-14. It was Knoxville getting beat by Newton tonight 41-7. And in an overtime game tonight, Carlisle and Dallas Center Grimes gets the field goal victory over Carlisle 27-24. Colfax Mingo was at Pleasantville tonight. They take care of Pleasantville 21-0. And Ankeny 23, Indianola 0. Chillicothe gets the victory tonight over Kirksville 21-14. Gentlemen, a lot of zeros on the board tonight. Probably something that you would see first in week one.
You expect to have the offense trail the defense a little bit, but somebody's got to be putting points up on the board to get the W. And, you know, I expected to see some lower scores tonight, but what we found truly to be happening over the last several years, you start to see some of these early games in the early part of the season because of the scheduling. You see some mismatches. You know, you really didn't see those really wide open scores, and I know when people look at the Albia win 39-8, they're going to say, "Well, that was a blowout." But those who weren't the game don't realize how darn good Mount Air was. So you know, Albia had a really good football game tonight, but Mount Air is a darn good football program. But you look them down the board; there's some really tight contests tonight, and I can't say that over the last several years that's been the storyline.
Yeah, the week one matchups, I was really intrigued by not only ours. You know, I'm going to go back to that Fairfield Davis County game. Really, I thought was going to be quite a matchup there with what Davis County was planning to do this year. Fairfield certainly doing good with Coach Shank as well. You know, Tomo was looking really to continue to build on what Coach Fonce has done, and so that. But still, Mount Pleasant's usually a pretty good squad as well. So it's still a lot of good matchups, just to name a few. And really surprised, you know, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, your old buddy Russ Bear, doing a heck of a job. Got a lot of kids out there playing. Thought maybe, you know, they might be able to kind of do something that will surprise little people in that first game under kind of doing things a little differently. And Coach Bear, you know, will have that team adjusted for next week.
He's got a lot of fire.
So some of those scores seem a little misleading, and I don't think they're probably indicative of the quality of the games that were going on out there.
One of the games that Centerville and Sheraton, that's a great contest, and the old South Central Conference rivals. Sheraton's has been in a little bit of a down slump. Centerville, they had a lot of shoes to fill. I mean, and some pretty big shoes. So you really didn't know what you're going to get out of both these ball clubs. If I'm Sheraton tonight, I'm sitting there and I'm pretty darn happy about the results. And that has to go down as one of the bigger wins tonight for any one given program.
You've got to be happy with that win as far as, being Sheraton. But that win could have gone the other way around. Had Centerville got that first turnover and got the cheap touchdown, that game could have gone completely different. Sheraton got the ball inside the 10-yard line, and they had had a chance to score before, and it was back and forth, a lot of miscues. Centerville had a lot of turnovers, a lot of fumbles in that first quarter. I think they had five. And wow. Sheraton got some. And actually, it was 7-0 at halftime, and Sheraton came out, went down the field, and scored to start the third quarter.
Well, you got
to
finish,
And took the game.
Centerville made the mistakes, but you also have to say, well, there was opportunistic defense that was being played by Sheraton as well, and you still have to finish drives. You still have to put the points up on the board, and you say, well, Sheraton's kind of struggled with that over the last several years. So to finish those drives, to take advantage of those opportunities when they're presented to you, Jim, you're Sheraton, you say, hey, we forced these mistakes, and then we capitalized on them.
Well, a game is what it is. I mean, what happens on the field, it'll probably never happen again if you played the same game next week. You don't get the same turnovers you got this week. You got the win this week. Be happy with it and go on to next week and play ball.
I'll take a W in the books any day of the week. And Coach Evans, though, he's going to have Dan. He's an outstanding coach, and he really loves his kids. And that's one of the things as we toured Southern Iowa here, mm-hmm. and went to all the different schools. One of the things that was a common theme as we sit and talked about it was that really these coaches are great X and O technicians, but they really have started to understand their real role is to coach up young men.
It really is. That was, I think, something you hear them, and we get a chance to hear bits of that from time to time on these interviews. And the preseason show, we've heard it a lot. It's a much bigger picture. These guys don't get paid near enough for what they're doing, because while they certainly put in a lot of time teaching the formations, the sets that they need to do, there's a bigger picture that these guys get, and they're really working on, and that's wonderful. And that's what, to me, organized sports can do, and especially football, when you got so many young men working at it. You can really talk about how team and unity and fighting together and working for common goals. I mean, those things can become real, and you know it, I know it, Coach Frank, we all do that. You've learned that as you go through life, that's something that...
Well, one of the things that we've got in this area that I'm really proud of the coaches we've got in this area, and we've got coaches that coach young men to be young men.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to be thugs,
right.
And
right
to win a ball game at all costs.
Yep.
Right to the point, but these coaches, you look at Centerville, Coach Evans, he's going to have his hands full. You got to get those guys up off the mat. That's not easy to do, and the contest doesn't get easier against Knoxville for them. And then you take a look at Coach Sterner up in Oskaloosa, and here's a guy that, he's bred right out of the Coach Staten system, and in the Coach Staten system, it's not really about the scoreboard. It's not about your opponent. It is about being your best, and that's what he's cut out of. And they go on the road, have the delay, and the game, an hour and a half bus drive, and then to come so close and to fall just short, that's tough to get your team back up. So their coaches that have to coach the heart this week, they really got their hands full.
I've said this many times about Coach State. He coaches things other than football. He teaches young men to be young men, to be good young men, and I just love to hear him talk to his players.
Well, the thing that I guess I found coaching while not at the same level is that you want kids to do things to their best of their ability with their hands. Well, the only way that my hands do anything that I want them to do is that my mind must tell them to do it. And the only thing my mind does is if my heart compels it to do it. So if you win the hearts of kids and you start to change their heart and the way that then you start to change the way they think, Dan, and the next thing you know, you have kids performing at their best with their hands.
Yeah, very much so. And as you guys are talking, it's making me reflect back to Coach Staten's first year here in Albia. We would visit with him, and that year I was actually helping him doing stats team a little bit, and so I'd be in the locker rooms on a post game, and he's talking about the things that he still talks about today about, you've got to prepare yourselves, you got to hang together and bond. And those are things in the moment you kind of sit there when you're not used to say, well, yeah, that's what you say when you're losing.
Right.
Because you can't talk about wins. Well, when he's winning, it's the same talk.
Thing.
He doesn't change the verse because of the scoreboard. It really is teaching those same tools and methods, and it's really impressive to see, and especially when, you know, like saying six years ago where they were, and it's still the same message.
30 years down the road, those guys are going to look back. They're going to be winners because of what he's taught them.
That's his measuring stick.
Right.
He says, you know, that if all I teach a kid, and you hear this, this is not just Coach Dayton, and it really goes to what you just said, you know, being proud of the coaches in the area, and our kids are blessed for it. But is it, you know, their measurement isn't whether or not they teach the kids the game of football, the X and O of the football. The real measurement is how's that kid going to turn out 10, 20, 30 years from now? What type of man are they then? And that he said, that's my true measurement. And you know, you hear it, you can see it from a distance, but when you get with the coaches and you hear and you see it, the true fruition of what they're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. You know, we heard that, I'm going to shift a little bit. When we went to Ottumwa, Coach Fonts, you know, I asked him a summer program, what are you guys been doing with your kids? How are you getting them ready? Well, you know, we did some service projects. We had them out in the community doing this and that, picking up leaves and yard work and stuff. And I'm like, you know, that's not exercise. That's not lifting weight. And these coaches just get it.
Amazing. I've been refereeing for 40 years. And I can go back and I can point out some of the coaches that I've dealt with that I wouldn't trust as far as I can throw them. I mean, there have been some coaches out there that I could tell you stories about, things that they have told me.
Well, we got about 40 minutes if you got time.
A coach one night that I had a mother get on him saying, I hope there's good sportsmanship on the field. He came to me before the game and he says, you know, we've got high school kids. We don't need to worry about that sportsmanship crap. He said, we're above that. I mean, that's beyond us. This isn't Little League. And I just really lost all my respect for that guy.
Well, you look at programs. I'm not talking about one-hit wonders, and I'm not talking about programs that have a few years of success. I'm talking about programs and depths of programs. And you can go around the state, you can find those. And the Bob Howards, you know, you go around the state, and you'll see that those programs who have continued success have built it upon those very bedrock of principles.
You don't build a program by building a season and going by for one season. You've got to build it year after year after year. And Coach Staten, when he came in here, you knew right away he wasn't expecting miracles to start out with, but he knew it was going to come.
Well, it came again tonight, 39-8, the final score for the Blue Demons. Albia gets a win over Mount Air. Mount Air came in the sixth-rated team in the state of Iowa in Class A. Albia, number five. I don't think either team hurt their standings in either respective classes, because Mount Air is a really good football team.
I have refereed that Mount Air program, and I've worked down there. I've been down there for all kinds of sports. And those people are good people down there, and I'd be proud to have my son playing for any of them.
They're sold out. They bring a large contingent of fans. It was one of the better fan turnouts.
And they had to travel tonight. That's not next county.
They look sharp. They brought lots of numbers. A Class A school. You know, that's one of the things that stood out to me, Dan. They're big kids, but they're big in numbers too.
Yeah. No, very much so. They very well represented, not only on the field, but their parents and the families and the ones supporting them, you know, to come out and then cheer them on the whole game long.
How about the showdown that's going to be on 34 next Friday night? You're going to go 40 miles over to Fairfield. Fairfield, a 21-0 win over Davis County, and a good Coach Joe Rasmussen football team, a young quarterback, and a totally different team than Albia faced a year ago. That was a young Fairfield team a year ago. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a tough contest on Friday night.
But Fairfield, for years in and years out, have had a good football program. I mean, they have a couple of years in there where they're down, but they always come back and they always have a good football program.
To finish out their season last year, you know, Cameron Bauman was just a freshman, you know, gets in the starting role, throws for almost 1,200 yards to finish the year. They win three of their last four games, regular season games. That propelled them into the playoffs, which certainly was a good measuring stick for them. They weren't expecting to be in the dome, but they sure wanted to have some positive things. You know, and Cameron came in and did a great job doing that. Got big wins over Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison, and Centerville to get, and like I said, that put them in the playoffs. They faced a great Pella team, and obviously came a little short in that one. But that's something they've carried over through the summer, where they've worked hard and they're ready to come at it. And then they came out. I really thought Davis County had a chance to win it at home, and to get skunked like that, I mean, that speaks volumes about Fairfield.
And, you know, Fairfield runs a shotgun offense, and you guys are obviously out at every game. Where have we
Where has Albia done well against the shotgun, and how do you defend the shotgun?
In years past, Albia hadn't done so well because they were trying. You know, one thing that you want to be careful of, and what I've really liked about Albia's defense, is you'll see very schemey offenses that really aren't that much different than a base, I formation offense. The plays really aren't much different, but they have spread the field out, and so the defense is trying to do all these different types of adjustments and arrangements, and you got kids thinking about all these different things instead of just simplifying your defense, play a base defense. Right. And what I think I've seen is that when they play assignment football and a very base defense, the defenses can do very well at the high school level against those spread type of shotgun, pistol formations.
Right. As I say, we saw that last year. Finally, really a great coming of age for the defense and the coaches, where they talked about those assignments.
Simplified it, just assignment football.
Right, and we see that with Fairfield and Davis County runs it really well for the pistol. And in Mediapolis, for years we'd played, and for a while there, they got the best of us. We like you said, I think we overcooked it too much, and then we just said, here's who we are. You guys run what you want, and we're going to do what we can. And last year it worked for us.
Now next week, another game, Pekin and Sigourney.
Well, I mean, just those two names, Pekin and Sigourney.
Well, yes, for years those two teams have been powers. They had a couple of years down, but not very often. And to referee those games, I used to hate to go to them because you knew you were going to make a mistake. You just can't gut.
I thought that would be every Friday night.
You were going to hear about it at least, whether you did or not.
I thought that was a Friday night special for you, Jim. That was part of showing up.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to learn what I can from you.
Yeah, but you're in deep trouble.
And stay on Sigourney for just a second there. They had was a BGM, I believe, tonight. They go to Pekin. Their schedule is got to be the nastiest of all because their district is. There's not an off night in that district, and their preseason, their pre-district, they got some tough teams. And so, Jared Jensen's doing a heck of a job there. He's willing to take them all on.
I do find some fault with some of the games that were scheduled that I think the state could have done a better job of putting teams against teams that they had a better chance, where it was a little more even to send Mount Air all the way up to Albia.
Mount Air sought us out. That's one of the I'm agreeing with you because I think the state is kind of, and I don't know how you solve the problem. So I'm not going to, it's easy to cast out the complaints, but I don't know how you solve the problem. But in this contest tonight, Mount Air sought Albia out.
And that was after, I know that's what Coach Staten talked about too, the way in Albia, for the first time ever, you're turning your list of five. Of who you'd like to play non-district,
nobody
had Albia down, and so now the state had to sit down and say, "Okay, we got to find teams to play them." And unfortunately, Mount Air, and I think they were kind of in the same situation. None of the Class A schools wanted to play Mount Air, if they're not in the district. And the coach sought Coach Staten out and said, "Hey, let's get this game together. We'll take you on if you don't mind playing us, playing down to." I respect Mount Air. They're wanting to play up. I do agree. I think the state really could just. Who cares who you want to play? Let's just do it by geography and get people a little closer in size
Last year, I was disgusted, and I always have been, with parochial schools having to play the public schools in the state tournament when you get some of these so-called private schools that draw from umpteen numbers of people. They may have the same size.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to grinnellmutual.com.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's exciting. Labor Day weekend, of course, a holiday where people take 3 days off from being unemployed.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel. Holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need some mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving, a little turning up in on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my dear.